Thank you for calling customer service. This is Joyce speaking, and how may I help you?
Yes, this is Nancy Hatfield, and it was either December or February. I bought something, and I keep seeing the bill or nothing.
May I have the zip code associated with the account so I can better serve you?
Okay, it's 4-9-4-1-7.
Okay, ma'am, can you repeat that for me just a little bit louder?
Oh, 4-9-4-1-7.
Okay, I have 4-1-1-4.
4-9-4-1-7.
Okay, 4-9-4-1-7. Okay, give me 1 second, please.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that first and last name associated with that would be what?
Nancy Hatfield. H-A-T-F-I-E-L-D.
Okay, Miss, I am not finding your name associated with that zip code. May I have the telephone number, please, ma'am, if you don't mind?
Area code 231-343-1508.
Okay, let me repeat it back. Area code 231-343-1508.
Yes.
Okay.
Did you say for the area code 231?
231.
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second. And you said your name was Nancy, last name is Hatfield?
Yes.
Okay. For security purposes, may I have the address associated with this account, please, ma'am?
1508 Bluebird Road, Apartment 5, Grand Haven, Michigan.
Okay. Miss Nancy, do you happen to remember back in December you paid $7.45 shipping to receive a Wi-Fi booster?
Yes.
Okay, and then you also paid $3.99 for the warranty of the product. Am I correct?
No, I don't think I got the warranty.
Okay. Anyway, and then
was
you...
was taken out of my check. I mean,
okay,
it was taken out.
So. Okay. Yes, ma'am. And what you're calling concerning is the $49.97. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. This was the gift that you received. It was actually a welcoming gift. It was free. You only paid the $7.45 shipping and handling to receive the item. But what it did, it was a welcoming gift for the Factory Direct Savings Store. And this is actually a online web store in that in your email that you provided, they actually gave you a $125 gift card that you can go into that email. There's a link in there. Once you open it up, you can use that $125 to actually purchase some of the best consumer gadgets. But that $49.97 that you're seeing, it's actually being charged to you. It's a membership fee. And each month that you're enrolled into the club, it will charge you that $49.97 for membership.
No, I don't want that.
Okay, now I can get you counseled.
I haven't received any card or gift or whatever.
It's actually that $125, the $125 gift card is actually inside of that email that you provided when you signed up. So if you go into your email, open that email up, and there's a link in there where you can get in there and use that $125 gift card to purchase some amazing gadgets, okay? No, I can get
I don't
you,
want that.
I can I get you counseled that. Out of it. No problem, okay?
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second, ma'am. Okay. Okay, ma'am, it does seem like you have already been counseled out of this, and you were refunded $1,749.
Yeah.
You were issued a refund of $1,749. So you have been totally counseled out of this, so you shouldn't have any reoccurring charges at all on this.
Okay, so
okay.
Nothing else is
told. No, ma'am. They offered you a refund of 35% back, which was $1,749. So you don't have any further worries about that. Nothing else can be pulled out of their account. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
All righty, you're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer service, and you have a great day.
Okay, you too.
All righty, bye-bye. Is there something else I can help you with, Miss Nancy?
Oh, no. No, I'm sorry.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling customer service. Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye.
Okay. So the $399, the $49.90.